With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Alexei Navalny's spokesperson has confirmed the Russian opposition leader died at a remote Arctic penal colony and says he was murdered. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford has more from Moscow.
Alexei Navalny was a man who dared to speak out in a country where dissent is dangerous. As news of the opposition activist's death spread, Russians gathered to remember him. No mass protest or public fury, just silent tributes at monuments to the victims of political repression. There were a handful of arrests. Mostly, though, people seemed stunned.
That is BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting. President Biden has picked up an endorsement he may rather not have.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would prefer to see Joe Biden win a second term, describing him as more experienced and predictable than Donald Trump. That's even though Moscow strongly disagrees with the current administration's policies. Mr. Biden is a fierce critic of the Russian leader, calling him a killer in 2021 and denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Putin has frequently praised Trump, so his motives for saying President Biden is a better choice for Russia were unclear. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says it's no surprise that Israel is ignoring calls from Western liberals not to invade Rafah.
Well, I mean, the problem here is that Israel is insisting on winning. And the Biden administration and much of Western Europe doesn't want them to win. They were okay with them fighting for a while, but not winning.
Former Senator Talent told the Salem Radio Network this week he's been impressed by Israel's ability to carry out urban warfare. He says, in fact, Israel has shown a great deal of restraint in terms of trying to protect civilian lives. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention has issued its own voter guide.
It's called The Nations Belong to God, a Christian guide for political engagement. And it was put together by the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission just in time for the accelerating 2024 election cycle. ERLC spokesman Miles Mullen tells the Christian Post, quote, "This guide casts a vision for political engagement that goes beyond just voting, but encourages Christians to be involved at every level of politics in a way that honors the Lord." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Pakistan has announced that beginning in the fall, Christian students in the public schools will no longer be forced to study Islam. In fact, a new curriculum is about to be introduced this year that will allow Christian young people to learn about their own faith, including lessons on the Bible, Jesus, and church history. The Pakistan Minorities Teachers Association calls it a great victory for religious minorities. This is SRN News. Japan has launched its new flagship rocket.
The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency says the rocket's initial flight has been smooth as planned. JAXA, as it's called, and its main contractor, Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, have been developing H-3 as a successor to its current mainstay, the H-2A. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
More than a dozen states have turned down the federal government program providing lower-income school-age kids with food for the summer.
The program helps low-income families with children pay for groceries for the 3 summer months children aren't in school. But 14 states with Republican governors have turned down the help. The summer EBT program does require states to split the administrative costs 50-50, but the federal government funds the benefits, which are expected to cost $2.5 billion this year.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.